Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to one last solo edition, for a while at least, of the Bengal Tiger podcast. I'm Billy Ambody. Thanks for listening. Shea Dixon is back in the United States now after his Euro trip. Matty B just wrapped up a great podcast, if you haven't listened to it already, with Bob Starkey talking all things LSU hoops. So go check that out on our YouTube channel or wherever you check the podcast out at. But I'm here because it's the first official visit weekend of June, and the Tigers have a few key targets in. So I wanted to set the stage with you guys on that front, and we are going to talk about that in just a moment. We're also going to talk about some prospects who have cut their list down and a big quarterback visiting LSU this weekend, as well as Colin Simmons. We'll talk about him a little bit. We posted highlights on the YouTube channel. We've talked about him at length over the course of the last really year with how big of a priority he is for LSU. He was at the On3 NIL Elite Series in Nashville and broke down his top schools, and we'll kind of catch you up on where things stand there. But let's jump right in here to the biggest visitor that is hitting Baton Rouge this weekend, and that is going to be five-star offensive tackle John Daniels out of Pensacola Pine Forest. We've talked about him before. He's visited LSU multiple times already. Well, now he gets back on campus for his first official visit of the summer. He's one of my favorite prospects in the class for multiple reasons. I think, first of all, he's just a great young man. Very, very calm, cool, collected in interviews, thoughtful. He knows what he's looking for when he goes through these visits and as he tries to make that decision. And there you see it, Florida State leading the On3 recruiting prediction machine. And it makes a lot of sense. You know, the Seminoles have made a big impact in his recruitment with Coach Atkins leading the way, recruiting him. But Brad Davis is not going away quietly. LSU hosted him for the Women's Basketball National Championship Parade. They also got him on campus before that for a game this fall as well. And now he's going to be back on campus, which coincides with the first offensive line, defensive line camp of the summer. LSU will wrap that up on Friday. Shea Dixon will be out there giving you guys full coverage on that front. And we'll be locked in on official visitors at thebengaltiger.com. So subscribe, $30 gets you 6 months of coverage, and it gets you a Bengal Tiger Founders Club hat as well. So check that out on the site. And as we look at John Daniels, this is an opportunity for LSU to really make a move in this recruitment in a good way, of course. LSU is what many consider to be the team that is maybe running 1A, 1B with Florida State for his commitment. Now, distance is not going to play a factor for either of those programs. Tallahassee, about 2.5 hours, 2 hours down the road from John Daniels in Pensacola. I actually stopped on my drive back from the area right at the exit to enjoy some public subs before heading back to Texas at the Pine Forest exit. But look, you've got a guy who LSU has been on pretty early. We love him at On3. We have him as the number one offensive tackle in the country, number 11 overall prospect in America. And he's everything you really want, I think, athletically. He did play in the Veer offense before his new coaching staff has come in and they've installed the spread. So he's going to be developing a lot in the future. He's going to really learn how to pass set and pass protect. That's going to allow him to develop into what we think is going to be one of the premier offensive tackles in college football in the future. LSU has swung big on this offensive line recruiting class. We've seen them do a great job of assembling really impressive offensive line classes the last two cycles in 2022 and 2023. 2024, they are in position to do a lot of the same. And John Daniels is really right at the top of the wish list for LSU and Brad Davis. So a big official visit weekend would go a long way toward, you know, making a move in this recruitment to really cement LSU right at the top of it when it comes to battling it out with Florida State, who will also host him later this month for an official visit. Marcus Maskell is the other offensive lineman that's hitting Baton Rouge this weekend. He's out of the Atlanta area. And look, the Peach State has been kind to LSU over the past year, really, since Brian Kelly has taken over this program, and the staff has really prioritized it. They pulled DJ Chester and Paul Mabenga out of the area just last cycle, really holding off a big push from Auburn for DJ Chester, Michigan for DJ Chester. Paul Mabenga was also a silent commit to Michigan at one point during his recruitment, but LSU won out on both. Those guys were highly sought after offensive linemen, and Marcus Maskell is similar. Florida and LSU really appear to be the two schools battling it out the most. NC State is going to host him for an official visit as well. Georgia Tech has been hanging around, but I think this is an SEC battle between LSU and Florida. And if I had to place a prediction right now on who would win this battle, I think LSU sits in a great spot to land him. And look, LSU has Kyree Lee already committed on the offensive line in the class of 2024 already. And Marcus Maskell has that size to be kind of another interior prospect, you know, for LSU along the offensive line. And I think he's a little slept on ranking wise. You know, we just moved him up to right on the cusp of being a four-star. We want to continue to gather intel on him as a prospect, his length, his size, maybe some verified measurables and testing and things like that before moving him up. But he is a guy that's been on the rise. He's added offers from kind of across the, really, especially the Southeast over the course of the spring, and he's been on the radar for a while. So LSU brings him in. A lot of people think LSU leads, and I think that's kind of the way to leave it as we continue on down the road on these official visits. But before we do, I do want to note one prospect LSU snuck in on campus right before the summer began, or at least June began, and that is Cohen Echols out of Katy, Texas. He is a 2024 offensive lineman that Brad Davis offered, I believe, in early May, maybe late April, and LSU sees him as a center. He's about 6'3", 285. He plays on one of the most well-coached, powerhouse, storied programs in Texas, and you see Texas A&M, Nebraska, Texas Tech, and Auburn leading that On3 recruiting prediction machine race, with the Aggies, you know, having the upper hand, which I think is fair at this point. But LSU got him on campus last Friday. I spoke with him for a full recap, and I think LSU has thrust itself into the mix for an official visit, and then you can let the chips fall from there. So Brad Davis continues to do a good job on the recruiting front in the class of 2024. So I want to make that quick note on Cohen Echols, who swung through Baton Rouge for a quick visit before his official visits this summer heat up. The Tigers are hosting one of the top wide receivers in the country this weekend as well, continuing to prioritize, of course, stacking receiver talent as Cortez Hankton brings in Jeremiah McClellan, who's out of the St. Louis area. Robert Steeples is going to be working this one as well with his ties. He comes from one of the top talent-producing programs in the state at Christian Brothers. He's kind of like a bigger slot, in a sense, almost 200 pounds already. He's thickly built. I mean, I like him as a prospect. And, you know, we have him just outside the top 200 overall prospects. I think he should be closer into that top 100, just fringe top 100 range. And Ohio State is one of the programs to watch here, leading the On3 recruiting prediction machine. I can tell you a little bit of confidence coming out of LSU that they're positioning themselves in a good spot to be a major player here. I don't think I'm not saying necessarily that they're going to get Jeremiah McClellan, but a good official visit could go a long way here. We saw last summer LSU weathered the storm with Kyle Parker after kind of hosting him as one of his first official visits. They had the weather the storm with Jaylen Brown. Cortez Hankton is one of the best wide receiver recruiters in the country at this point, with what he's been able to do since arriving in Baton Rouge, and obviously made a name for himself at Georgia as well. But Jeremiah McClellan is a guy that LSU really quietly positioned itself for rather well. And now they're going to host him for an official visit. Ohio State is right up there, obviously, for him. But they're hosting him next weekend. Then you've got Tennessee and then Oregon hosting him. And he's already taken a Missouri official visit. So this is going to be an interesting prospect to watch for LSU. I would call him somebody who's not being talked about enough as far as the 2024 targets go. But we'll kind of see if they can make a major impact here on his recruitment this weekend with a good official visit. You get to Josh Lehrer out of Missouri City, Fort Bend Marshall, and somebody who is kicking off his busy schedule with an official visit to LSU this weekend. And somebody that LSU has jumped in on early. He was kind of under the radar. Now he's a four-star prospect on the industry ranking, both on 3 and 24/7, as you can see there on his industry comparison. Both have him right on the cusp of being a four-star prospect. I think he could be a guy that rises up in the recruiting rankings a little bit. Pretty athletic guy. He's going to visit Baylor next weekend, then Texas, then Washington. But Texas A&M, watch out for the Aggies too. They're right in his backyard. And sometimes, you know, it's a little sneaky when you think maybe you don't have an official visit lined up. And really, it's maybe been a little bit more of a play to use that official visit later and all those things. Some of the things we've talked about with LSU and Louisiana prospects. LSU is going to host Josh Lehrer. They've had him on campus before. He's really high on LSU. I think he's somebody that if you're looking for a program that maybe could make a move here and threaten Texas or Texas A&M, I do think it's LSU. That I think speaks to a lot of what he likes about the program. Proximity, in a sense, for him. Wouldn't be too far to go from Missouri City and head off to LSU if he wanted to. But he's one of the top safeties in the country, and LSU's bringing him in for an official visit. And one prospect that they're actually not bringing in for an official visit this weekend is Joel Rogers. And we talked about him before, but now he's just taking an unofficial visit. So we talked about how Josh Lehrer may be saving an official for Texas A&M at some point, but Joel Rogers is a guy who LSU is going to save an official visit for. Will they play that card this summer, or will they save it for the fall? We love where LSU stands with Joel Rogers. You see Alabama sitting there. They're up next as far as the visit train goes. Joel Rogers is going to swing through LSU unofficially this coming weekend and hang out with the staff and do that thing. But then he heads to Alabama for an official visit, and he's expected to get to TCU at some point. So Joel Rogers is one of the top prospects in the state of Louisiana, a top five prospect for On3 and inside the top 200 overall prospects. So LSU is going to kind of get him on campus for an unofficial and then save that official for a later date. But the Tigers are going to be busy with the first O-line D-line camp this weekend. We'll have full coverage of that over at thebengaltiger.com. But before we go, I do want to kind of rapid fire you guys some prospects who have cut their list down and included LSU in their top schools. And going to kind of start with maybe the guys that are least likely and then end with some positive news. But Allen defensive end, edge rusher, Zena Umeazulu included LSU in his top schools. I'm going to keep this one relatively brief. Jimmy Lindsay, the new defensive line coach for LSU, did swing by Allen, which is one of the top programs in Texas, in spring to try and, you know, obviously be seen and then hopefully get him on campus at some point for an official visit. We haven't heard much. Zena's kind of quiet as far as how he handles his recruitment, but he is going to officially visit Texas and Oklahoma. His brother does play for the Longhorns, so they're kind of the ones to watch here. Chris Jackson, CJ Jackson, is next up. He's out of Tucker, Georgia. He's a top 100 prospect on 3. You see the Bulldogs there leading the On3 recruiting prediction machine. But I'll say this. John Jancic has done a really good job recruiting him. He wants to be an aviation He wants to be an aviator. He wants to major in aviation. And John Jancic has really played that card well, showing him what he'd have to do at LSU to make that dream a reality. And he's visited LSU multiple times. He's a guy that the staff has really been pushing for. You see the Bulldogs really leading the way on that on three RPM, but maybe LSU can swing things. The Bulldogs are in on some other top targets at the edge position, and maybe the Tigers can get it done. They obviously are going to have him on campus later this month for an official visit, as is Georgia, but we're going to be closely watching CJ Jackson as his recruitment heats up this summer. Finally, Kai Bates, four-star defensive back out of Orlando Edgewater. I think he's going to finish as a top 100 prospect. I just think his two-way play, his ball skills, I think he's got a frame that could really end up being a strong one. You know, you see there on his profile, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, about 6'2", 177. But he looks bigger. He looks like a guy that could really be well into the 200-pound range and be just a physical corner, kind of like a Mekhi Garner in a sense, just a big corner that stands out. He included LSU in his top schools as well, and the Tigers made the top 10 for him. We had a full update on him at thebengaltiger.com, so check that out. Again, get yourself a Founders Club hat and also subscribe for $30 for 6 months. LSU, Alabama, and Tennessee are going to host him for an official visit this month, and then he wants to be committed by the end of July. Florida State and Colorado are also in the running for official visits, but LSU did make his top 10. He said it was kind of a top 10 as far as a nod to schools that have been recruiting him, but Alabama, LSU, and Tennessee have been the ones that have really separated themselves in his recruitment. When we get to this weekend, we can't talk about it without mentioning that LSU is going to have one of the best 2025 quarterbacks on campus in George McIntyre. He's the number two overall quarterback in the country, top 15 overall prospect, number one player in Tennessee on the on-three industry ranking, and LSU is going to get him back on campus for another unofficial visit. LSU hosted him for the Alabama game this fall. They hosted him for a visit in the spring, and now Joe Sloan gets him back on campus. From my understanding, he's going to be on campus multiple days, so another opportunity for him to get around the staff, hang out. He just earned a Clemson offer throwing at camp for Dabo Swinney and Garrett Riley, so they're now firmly a factor in this recruitment. Tennessee, Alabama, those are a few of the programs that are really talked about a lot with George McIntyre right now, so I think he's going to be one that if you're Joe Sloan, I mean, look, Bryce Underwood, he's the number one overall player in America. He's the top-ranked quarterback in 2025. But if you could come away with George McIntyre, you are sitting in a great spot for the future of your quarterback room. You signed Ricky Collins last year. You got Colin Hurley on board. But George McIntyre is a big quarterback, almost 6'6", 185. He's multi-sport, plays basketball for Brentwood Academy in the Nashville area. If LSU can just keep chipping away here and find a way, he is going to be one of those guys that you look back on when, if LSU can land him, and you say, wow, that is going to be a game changer for the program. So they'll have George McIntyre on campus, and we'll have a full rundown at thebengaltiger.com of who swings through Baton Rouge and who makes an appearance. But let's end with one of the most talked about prospects in America, and that's Colin Simmons, the five-star edge rusher, top five overall prospect on the on-three industry ranking. And he was just at the on-three NIL Elite Series in Nashville. Really cool event put on by us, not to toot our own horn, but to toot our own horn. Livy Dunn was up there. She was a speaker. Kirk Herbstreit was there. We had a lot of great, really support putting this event together to bring together some of the most impressive and elite prospects in the country overall. And the whole idea is to navigate this new landscape and also Just get to know them more and get this more fun atmosphere. There's no camp, nothing like that, no testing. This is an opportunity to get to know some of these guys a little bit more, and for them to have an experience like this and kind of see maybe some of the business side of it. So really cool event. But to make a long story short, Colin Simmons, obviously, he did do an interview with Josh Newberg and J.D. Pickell, our national guys on our YouTube channel for On3. So be sure to check that out on the On3 national channel if you haven't already. But look, Colin Simmons really, you know, said LSU is one of his top schools. He went pretty much on record saying LSU and Texas, the head-to-head favorite schools right now, which is all you can ask for if you're LSU. Now, he's going to officially visit LSU in the fall. He's going to officially visit Alabama in the fall. He's going to officially visit Texas A&M in the fall. He's got a Texas official visit this summer. He's also going to visit Miami and Oregon, and he says he wants to get to Florida. Kind of wide open in that sense of, wow, he's going to take a bunch of visits. And I feel like looking at Colin Simmons, and it's so funny. I mean, and we love our subscribers on the board, but you can read one interview and say, wow, LSU is an afterthought, and forget that we just talked to him and he raved about LSU. And then Josh Newberg and J.D. Pickell and them, you know, they get Colin Simmons on record on camera for the YouTube channel. And he names LSU and Texas as his leader. So it's always interesting when you get a guy as highly recruited, as Colin Simmons is, and he is, you know, just being pulled in every which way. He's going to take this to December, and he's going to be a guy that probably decides in the early signing period and makes that announcement, and it'll be a big deal and all of that. Nationally televised, all those things. That's the expectation. LSU just has to keep hanging in there. And there's a very real chance he doesn't pop up to LSU in June. He might not even pop up in July, but he is going to take an official visit in the fall. He's got that set for the LSU Florida game in November. One thing to note, he was on campus for the spring game, and LSU rolled out the red carpet. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Angel Reese. Colin Simmons got to hang out with Livy Dunn a little bit at the On3 NIL Elite Series. They were throwing up the L. So he is one of those guys that there's going to be a little bit of twists and turns, I feel like. It's just going to be one of those recruitments that I think his recruitment is probably as similar. It's similar to Desmond Ricks, but I feel like there should be a better read on it. Going into that final 72 hours. You know, we know LSU got into a battle with Alabama there at the end, and Alabama won out. Colin Simmons, he's got a Bama official visit as well for their game against Texas. But this is one LSU has been recruiting long enough, and the staff has been in place long enough, that they should be able to get a good read on this one and know kind of where they stand throughout. He's named him a leader. LSU has to get Colin Simmons across the finish line. He's a day one starter. I was just at his spring game. He was really, really impressive overall. And he is a guy that they just don't grow on trees. Guys that can bend and rush the passer like Colin Simmons. So check out his clips on our YouTube page. We posted them for you guys on there. And I mean, he's just one of the most impressive guys out there in this 2024 class. He's one of the sure things. So LSU leads the On3 prediction machine, recruiting prediction machine for him. They're going to host him for an official visit. He's named him a co-leader with Texas. There are schools aplenty hanging around, but Colin Simmons making waves at the On3 NIL Elite Series in Nashville this week. Be sure to check out some of the content from that on our national YouTube channel on on3.com. We've also posted some of the links on our message board as well. So tons of content to come on thebengaltiger.com. Be sure to check it out and hope you guys enjoy it. Big weekend, official visits and the first camp of June. It's going to be a fun run. So be sure to subscribe to thebengaltiger.com as well as hit that subscribe button to our YouTube channel for me. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Next week, Shay Dixon is back with me on the pod. So looking forward to catching up with him. talking ball, talking visits, and seeing where the summer starts off for us at thebengaltiger.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next time.